Adam HaRishon was one of the people that the Gemara in Bava Basra identifies as contributing to Sefer Tehillim. It says that David HaMelech wrote Tehillim with 10 individuals, and it starts with Adam HaRishon. Rashi there says that which capital did Adam HaRishon compose, if you will? Kuf Lamed Tes. Whether or not it was Adam HaRishon Mamish, David HaMelech had a shaykhus to Adam HaRishon. We know that Adam lived 930 years and David lived 70. There's a medrash that David shouldn't have been born, but he took 70 years from Adam. So David, it says, a Maseach David Mizmor, but he was capturing the voice of Adam HaRishon. Why do we say that this is Adam HaRishon? It's interesting, the Ibn Ezra writes, his first comment on this Mizmor is, Zeh HaMizmor Nichbad Ma'od, the Darkei Hashem. He says this a couple of times, that a mizmor is nichbad, but here he goes even further. The Ein Be'elach HaChamisha Svarim, in the 5 books of Tehillim, you do not find mizmor kamohu. Ukefi binas adam bedarki Hashem bedarki haneshama yisboni betamav v'ata farshenu. This mizmor is a very profound mizmor about the relationship to a person like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So much of our tefillos of Yom Noraim speak about the idea that we recognize that everything we are and everything we do and everything we think and everything we speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it already. Ein nistar mineged einecha, we say, ein shikchov nekisei chabodecha. We can't hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what it says over here. L'mnatzeach l'dovid mizmor Hashemcha kartani v'teida. Atayadata shifti bekumi, you know me when I'm lying down, when I'm getting up. Banta lirei meirachok tifim shatim, when it means lirei, your love, or when I lie, connection. Archi beribi zeirisa, my path, and when I lie down, you measure that. Bechodracha yiskanta, ki ein mila bilshoni, I haven't even spoken yet. Hein Hashem yadata chula. You never know what I'm going to say before I even said it, because you know my thoughts. Acha v'kedem tzartani v'tasha salai kapecha. You see why it connects now to Adam HaRishon. The Gemara uses this pasuk that Adam after the chait was diminished. He was built. Acha v'kedem tzartani v'tasha salai kapecha. Priyadas mimeni niskeva la'uchala ana elech meruchecha. And here it gets to the point that there's nowhere to hide. So incredibly passionate and powerful. You know that Adam HaRishon, after the chait, it says, Vayischabe ha'adam v'ishto. He was hiding. The lesson of hiding, you find it here and you find it with Yaakov and Lavan. Lama nachbeisa lebroch, when you want to run away from someone or something. So it says, Vayischabe ha'adam v'ishto. And Hashem calls out, it says, Ayeka. In the Targum Yonasan, on the pasuk, "Vayikra Hashem Elokim al Adam v'yomu Ayeka, ukra Hashem Elokim al Adam v'amarei, halo kol alma divreisi grei kadamai." The whole world that created is revealed. Chashocha kinahora, darkness like light. Ve'ech ant sava belibach litamar mekadamai. How can you think you can hide from me? Halo asar the ant mitmarbe, the place that you're hiding, anochame. I see that too. That's the Targum Yonasan. And what does the pasuk here say? Ana eirech meruchecha v'ana mipanecha evrach. Where can I run? In esak shamayim, if I go up to the heavens, sham ata, you're there. Batzia sha'ol, if I had a grave down below, hineka, you're there. Esak kanfei shachar, eshkina b'achris yom, gam sham yodcha sancheni v'sochazeni yeminecha. V'omar achoshach yishufeni v'laylo or ba'adeni, gam choshach yaseo. I think I'm hiding, I'm covered, the darkness covers me, I'm concealed. גם חושך הוא יחשך ממך, ולילה כיום יאיר כחשיך כאורה. כי אתה כניסך אל יוסי תסוכני בבטן אמי. Now he talks about a baby, how it's formed in a womb, and how it comes into being. אותך כי נורוס נפרסי נפרוי מעשך אב נפשי יודעס מאוד. There's so much depth to every pasuk. You have to look in the psukim and the mepharshim. לא נכד עצמי ממך אשר עשיתי, ועשיתי וקמתי בסחטיוס ארץ. Go mi roe necha v'asifach ukum yikasevu yam yutzar v'lo echad behem. It goes on and on. There's 24 psukim here. toward the end, Chokreni Ker V'Dalavavi V'Chaneni V'Das Arapoi. If there's, you can see what the Ezra writes, what he writes. He says, in all the five books of Tehillim, he says, there is not a mizmor that is as profound as this one. Kuf Lamites. And now you see the connection to Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon, so to speak, whatever you, how you explain it, after the Chait, he felt some way he could hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem says, Ayeka, and says to Targum Yonason, how could you hide from me? I'm everywhere. And I see you. Wherever you are, I see you. But there's another point as well, maybe to bring out, that person hides because they're embarrassed, they're ashamed. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and reveals himself to a person, even after the person has sinned, Hashem wants the person to come back. As we know, that was the whole experience of Yom Kippur and Yom Sukkis. Hashem wants the person to come back. So Hashem is reaching out to Adam after the Chait and saying, I'm there with you now too. Even as a Baal Aveira, I still want you to come back. I'm still coming to you. It says, Vayishmu Yizkor Hashem Elokim Mishalech Bagon Geruach Hayom Vayishabe Adam V'Ishta. What does it mean, Vayishmu Yizkor Hashem Mishalech Bagon? Hashem is traveling in the garden. The Ramban deals with this pasuk and he explains, Kitam Mishalech Bagon Kitam Bishalachti B'Solchechem Inyan Gilu Shechina B'Mokam Ahu. And he says, Geruach Hayom, he says, can mean two things. But he says he prefers one way to read it. One pshat is Gilu Shechina, or it means Histalkus HaShechina. Geruach Hayom, ki bihigolus HaShechina, when the Shechina is revealed, Tavo Ruach Gedol HaVachazak. Generally, with that comes a tremendous force of wind, like it says by Eliyahu in Melachim, Hinei Hashem Ovev Ruach Gedol HaVachazak Mefarek Harim Lefnei Hashem. Other psukim as well. L'fichach amar b'khan ki shamu ko Hashem shenisgalo Hashchina began ki miskarei v'aleim geruach hayom ki ruach Hashem noshvavo ki gan began ki ruach hayomim lo ruach gedola v'chazak b'machzek kishar nevuos. By other nevuos, there's a terror that comes with the hisgalos Hashem. The ruach is very overpowering. But here, it wasn't Ruach Gedol of a Chazak. Shelo yifchadeh v'yibohalu. That they should not get too shocked. V'omar ki afa pikein nischabu mipnei marumen. Because they were naked. That's another reason why they were hiding. Because they felt they were not clothed properly. The halach is, you have to be omid b'pnei amelach. You have to be covered, like, you know, for davening. The Briska Rav makes a connection between this and davening. Also, the Sfarnu says, connecting to that, the Ramban says that it was meant to bring out a sort of like a reaching out to them. Shelo yifchadu. Ubeveshes Rabba amru samuli mahalech enksiv el mishalech mekapech veole. Says the Ramban, what does that sound like? Rav Abba in the Medrash asol milashin vayelech Hashem elashehu pasar. Through the Chait, Hashem's Shechina departed. What I would say is Ligigwa Shechina. The Huha Nachon Vanos the Kasu. What I prefer is to Webshat Mishalech Bagan means not Hashem is departing, but the contrary. Dafka after the Chait, Hashem comes back into Gan Eden with the new Gilui Shechina, and that's the Gilui Shechina of Acher Achet, Hashem Hashem, Hashem Kodem Sheyechta, Hashem Racha Sheyechta. Even after we fall, we slip. The same way a person can't hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in general, the person does Achet, he also can't hide. You're embarrassed, but you can't hide. You're still in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever we are. The Ramah writes in the beginning of Aruch Chaim, Shavis Hashem Negi Tamid, and he goes on, he says, and he Sasser Ish B'Mistarim B'Nilo Arenu, a person thinks that they can hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's impossible. If there's any message to take away from the season of Yom Noraim, with still a few more days into Tishrei, you know, it's that experience of the closeness that we felt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu over this time. It's something that we should take with us every day of the year as we go on into the winter, and especially the way the Mizmor here captures it in such beautiful terms, to recognize that this is the same way there was a feeling of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can't hide when we felt it, Shema Yisrael, at the end of Ne'ilah, Hashem Elokim. You can feel it all the time. Just have to remind yourself, wherever you are, wherever you're doing, whatever matzav you're in, all that, you know, you can't hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mipanecha esaser, Kayin said, I can't hide from you. And that's Adam, to whatever extent he was hiding, whatever the feelings, whatever the emotions, whatever the ideas, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, you can't hide, I'm everywhere. So that's an incredible, I think it's Orus, that we should be able to take with us as we go on, you know, beyond Tishrei, Mitzvah Hashem, to be able to all of us to feel that real experience of Shvi'is Hashem Negi Tamid in every way, every waking moment that we go through our day and beyond.